Hi, my name is Grace Sedbury. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from the idolatry of man and their opinions of me, control, and pride. I have been incredibly blessed to grow up in a Christian home with parents who continually model what it means to have a relationship with Christ. Through the influence of my parents and a wonderful church, I accepted Christ at a young age. However, I did not fully understand the significance of Jesus' wondrous act of love on the cross. I vividly remember sitting in a cabin at Pine Cove with my counselor, asking the question, "Do I need to re-ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior?" My counselor responded with the encouragement and truth of the verse, Romans 10, 9 through 10. "If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." It was at this moment that I truly understood the gospel. Jesus died on the cross out of love to save me from the hurt and consequences of my sin. Early on in life, my faith existed on Sundays, and then during the week, I would turn to things that I believed to be more important. I considered myself a Christian, but didn't understand that I lacked relationship with my Heavenly Father, a vital part of experiencing freedom in Christ. As a result, I constantly wrestled with the belief that my worth came from other people's opinions of me. This led to a fear of man, a desire to strive to get others to like me. I hated the way that God made me and was always wishing for more, to be prettier, skinnier, more outgoing, more athletic, and smarter. I constantly felt incredibly empty as I never measured up to my expectations and other standards. This led me to develop a never-ending desire to perform and make good grades and always win. In a continuous struggle with body image. I desired to be liked because of my physical appearance, athletic ability, intelligence, personality. The list never ended. As a result, I tried to control everything to ensure I was accepted. Whenever I felt some sort of validation, my pride would grow. It was the only thing that I knew to hold on to that told me I was enough. When that didn't work, I began judging others to combat my feelings of emptiness and worthlessness that always continued to reappear. This cycle of seeking to find my worth in others through performance and people-pleasing, judging others, and seeking to control left me feeling incredibly empty. Just like we discussed in step two, entirely trust God. I was fooled into believing the lie that true life was found apart from God. Every time I chose to believe the untruths that my insecurities fed me, I was showing that the lie is better than the truth that God has for me. During my freshman year of high school, I began to realize the extent of my brokenness. In ninth grade, I tried and excelled at a long list of activities, constantly seeking things other than the Lord. My success was never enough, and I started to see a need for something else. I'd called myself a Christian for so long, but never truly understood the need to take ownership of my faith. Nonetheless, it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I began to actively pursue the Lord. I started to be intentional, through time in his word, with community, and sharing my faith with others. I started to believe the truths that I had known for so long. I began to turn to the Lord in the midst of trials at school, with friends, and to battle my insecurities. This past summer, the Lord showed me the necessity of reliance on him through my experience at Camp Barnabas, a camp for those with special needs and disabilities. Although I had been the two previous years, the Lord challenged me in ways that I could have never imagined. My fellow counselor and I were partnered with a camper who had epilepsy and cerebral palsy. My job as a counselor was to meet all of Maria's needs, including eating, showering, transferring her to and from her wheelchair, walking her to keep her blood from clotting, and changing her position every 2 hours day and night. Soon, exhaustion and sleep deprivation left me close to rock bottom. I found myself in a perpetual state of wanting to please people. For the first time, the Lord graciously put me in a position that I could not control or navigate on my own. I can remember praying, "Lord, help me get through these next 5 minutes," as he was the only source of strength that I had. It was because of the Lord that I was able to serve my camper and get through the trials that the week presented. Looking back to my elementary years or the beginning of high school, I lived in a state of complete fear. Fear of what people thought of me, fear of failing and not performing to a certain standard, fear of rejection. But it's because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I am now free. I'm not perfect, but I have hope. I have hope because my identity is found in the Lord and the ultimate place of security and consistency. Galatians 1:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Because of the freedom found in Christ, I have the opportunity to seek to serve and to be intentional with others. I do not have to find my worth and validation from others or strive to people please, because I have a Heavenly Father that chose me, and He chooses us every time. That is the beauty of the cross. It is because of the cross that we have the freedom of sharing the overwhelming and heavy burdens of our sins with others. Like Romans 8:1 says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. And with this freedom comes healing. Through my experience in Region last semester, I experienced tremendous joy through sharing the way that Lord has worked through my life and listening to other stories. There is no greater feeling than people surrounding you with the love of Christ. Thank you for listening to my story.